call to order the August 27, 2019 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Good morning and welcome to everyone and in our new location for the time being. I don't know how long we'll be here, but, you know, we've got a second floor view instead of a first. The first item on our agenda is approval of the August 2, 2019 special called meeting minutes. Those minutes have been previously distributed to the board members. I'll entertain a motion on that.
And I did find one correction needed to be made, but I'll just, subject to that correction, I move they approve.
Second.
It was a very minor correction.
Okay.
Now I'll get the staff and let them know what it is.
Great. All right, it's been moved and seconded, and if there's no further discussion, we'll go ahead and vote. And do you want us to hand vote or hit these buttons?
Hand vote.
Okay. All those in favor, raise your hands. All right, all are in favor, and the motion passes, and the minutes have passed. We'll now move into our regular agenda. And the first item is, let me just scroll up to the top so I can see.
Oh, forgive me. This one here.
All right, here we are. All right, the first item on our agenda is 4717 U.S. Highway 80 East. It is a special use request for a packaged liquor store, and we'll hear from staff.
Very good. Give me just one more second to pull these up. All right, what we have before you today is a special use request for use number 61C, which is under the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance, which is classified as a cocktail lounge, nightclub, tavern, or package store. In particular, what's being requested today is a package or liquor store. Per section 452 of the ordinance, the use may be established in certain zoning districts pending approval of you all, the County Board of Appeals. Subject property is located within a shopping center here off U.S. Highway 80, near where the intersection of the Islands Expressway and 80 on the way to Tybee. So the petition included helpfully for us this graphic showing which of the commercial bays the proposed liquor store would be located in. This one, approximately 2,000 square feet at the very eastern end of the property that you all probably better know as the Publix. The property is currently zoned PBN/TC, which is planned neighborhood business with a town center overlay, which in this case doesn't affect the uses permitted in general, but has some additional development standards. It's developed, as you can very well see, with an existing commercial strip center. And in terms of adjacent uses, also, as is visible, you have additional commercial strip centers, parking lots, and immediately to the rear, you have, as you can see from the size of the lots here, existing residential homes. However, there is some significant buffering and a wall, and there's no direct access between the commercial center and these homes. So the proposed use is a special use in the BN zoning district. And so if we briefly step through our criteria that we have for a special use, you look at the fact that does the use affect adversely the general plans for the physical development of the county? Staff finds that it would not. Whether it would be contrary to the purposes of these regulations, we find it would not. Regarding safety of workers or general health and safety, no. Whether it would be detrimental to the use or development of the adjacent properties in the neighborhood, again, we find it would not, given the prevalence of adjacent commercial uses, that it's within a strip center, an existing strip center, and that while there are some residential uses, they are well screened and would probably not be even visible from where this is proposed. Now, whether or not it will constitute a nuisance or a hazard, that's contingent on responsible operation by the petitioner, and of course, it'd be addressed as well through the liquor license permitting process. There are no particular use conditions or standards attached to this use beyond the special use approval here within the county ordinance. I should note that most properties of this type within the county are zoned BC, so a community business designation, in which case this would be a by right use rather than a special use subject to your approval. So in conclusion, staff is recommending approval of this special use application, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there a reason this area is zoned differently than what you said most areas in the vicinity are?
So it's not in vicinity necessarily, but most comparable commercial, large-scale commercial strip centers. The most typical zoning you see applied to those would be a BC, and this is BN with the town center overlay. So it's I don't know particularly why that is. It's probably dependent on the history of how it developed, but I just wanted to provide the context that in most cases this would not even be before you if it were zoned a BC for a similar kind of strip center.
Thank you.
There's a center across the street that also has a liquor store in it. What is the zoning there? Do you know?
I believe that is BC.
And
yeah,
from
right.
The picture, it looks like it's next to the Publix, but not in the. It looks like there's an addition being built for it to be in.
From what I understand, it's an existing commercial bay that's existing built space, and the petitioner, you can of course ask them yourself, is just simply intending to operate this space.
I thought the Publix went all the way to the corner there.
I think that used to be a dry cleaner.
Couldn't be, yeah.
And it's been vacant for a while, too.
Any additional questions or discussion for staff? Thank you. Is anyone here on behalf of the petitioner to speak on this matter? If so, come forward. And have you signed in?
No.
Is there a sign-in sheet? Thank you. If you'll raise your right hand and state your name for the record.
Nidal Patel.
And do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth? Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add?
It is, like he was stating, it is the eastern side of the building, and it used to be, I think, a karate or a taekwondo studio before it was vacant. And it is part of the complex. The Publix runs up until this section begins. So it is just the little end of it with the 2,000 square feet.
Any questions for the petitioner? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on this matter from the public? Hearing none. Is there any more discussion or questions for staff for anyone? I will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the recommendation from staff.
I'll second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. No further discussion, we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor of approving the motion, please raise your hand. All right, it's passed unanimously. Thank you and good luck.
I believe that is our last
order for me, so I hope you're carrying some good wine.
Will you go back to the agenda? I just want to make sure there's nothing else. I don't remember anything else there. But.
I believe this is the last item. Okay. I can.
All right.
That's it. Yes.
Right. Is there any other business? I will just state, in case it is his last meeting, it may or may not be, but Chip Krebs is moving back to South Carolina, and he's retired from the Savannah Area Board of Realtors. Congratulations on that. And we thank you for your service here, and hopefully we'll see you next month, but if not, you'll be missed, and come visit us.
Thank you.
Please.
Likewise.
All right. And our meeting is adjourned.